Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Democratic candidate for Iowa Senate District 39, Kevin Kenney. Can you tell our listeners why you've decided to seek this position?
I would like to continue to work with people. I am going to retire from the sheriff's office in the next year or so, regardless if I win or lose this race, and I just felt that this would be a good way to continue to work with the people of District 39.
And you have a varied background of experiences from volunteering to farming to working in the sheriff's office. Can you tell folks a little bit more about this?
Well, I grew up and live in farm, our family Century Farm, south of Oxford. I am married to my wife, Debbie. We have two grown children. I raise corn and soybeans, and we have 60 stock cows that we have on our farm. I went to the sheriff's office in the 80s. I was going to go for 2 years and continued, and I'm still there. And at the sheriff's office, I began working in the jail, worked my way up through the patrol, and then into investigations, where I'm a lieutenant in charge of the investigations division at this time.
And you've also been a part of the school board, your local school board.
I've been on the Clear Creek Amana School Board for 9 years, yes.
And do you feel these experiences will help you if you're elected to the state legislature?
I think that my background leads to community service and something that would be and is going to be very useful in the state Senate.
And what would your priorities be if elected? Are there any issues that you feel particularly strongly about?
Crime victim services is one of the issues that I really want to work on. We don't have a very good system, I don't think, or that the system could be much better for the victims of crime. I have been involved in a lot of human trafficking cases. We don't have a place to put any juvenile human trafficking victims in the state of Iowa. We have to send them out of state. There's just no place to house these or take care of these people here.
Last year, the juvenile home in Toledo was closed. Would you possibly propose opening a new facility or having maybe smaller scale facilities throughout the state so that these juveniles who are
well,
in the system
that's
have
two
a place to go?
That's two different things. One's for offenders and one's for victims. But I could see putting a facility in to treat people also into the same building, but it would be two separate facilities. That facility does need to reopen because we don't have a good alternative in the law enforcement to be able to place people in.
And you are seeking the seat against Michael Moore. How would you say you differ from Mr. Moore?
It's come out through our forums and so forth. I support the Common Core. I just feel that the Common Core gives us a minimum standard in our educational system that we have to meet. It does not say that our school board or our local school boards cannot increase the educational standards within their districts, but it allows us to have a standard. In our district, Clear Creek Amana, we are so transient where we're getting, I believe, 75 new kids in this year. When they're coming from all over, it allows the teacher to know what curriculum they have had, and much easier to work with from their perspective, I feel.
And is there anything else you feel voters should know before they cast their ballots in November 4th general election?
I can't think of anything other than I've been very community-based. I've worked for our communities, protecting them and trying to educate them. And I feel I'll try to do the same thing in the state Senate.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Kevin Kenney, the Democratic candidate for Iowa Senate District 39. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.